Sierra Trigo by Joyce L. H. Cooper. Snuggled in the mountains, rising straight and true, stands old Sierra Trigo against a sky of blue. She looms there unmolested by the wind and rain and snow, and within her are the memories of many scenes below. A pioneer couple, full of hope and strong determined will, working hard with heart and hands to build a small sawmill. They struggled hard and days were long, but never did they grieve, and little did this couple know the heritage they would leave. But old Sierra Trigo knew, as she gazed the whole day through, and cast a loving shadow on this family as it grew. The kids grew up and moved away, the parents soon grew old. The grandkids now had children who were added to the fold. The mountain watched in solemn awe the homestead how it grew. It soon became a favorite place for all the cousins too. Sierra Trigo creaked and groaned as shouting children strained to climb her soft, brown rocky slopes and tumble down again. And as each generation passed, there always seemed to be a whole new bunch of cousins from the same old family. Each one raised his head with pride and felt he had a claim on that hill upon the homestead that bore the Whiting name. She watched in silent wonderment, her head up in the stars, as screaming, happy families poured from out their loaded cars. She watched each one come up the lane, not wanting to be late, as shouting, laughing relatives met them at the gate. The love and old traditions seemed to grow as time went on, and the warmth of it still lingers in the softness of the dawn. There's a part of every member left within that homestead still, and the years of song and laughter still echo on the hill. So old Sierra Trigo stands with head held high above, for at her feet a family laid, a blanket made of love. And with this love to keep her warm she'll always be content, for to every cousin she's become a Whiting monument.